Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Jones and Keefe.
And rookie Borgalis looking for a funny hop. And Genty, boy, heady play to just push it out of bounds. And the Raiders trying to put the finishing touches on a week one win here at Gillette Stadium. Final seconds will come off the clock. The Raiders win it 20-13. Geno Smith sensational as they'll take a 1-0 record into their game next week against the Chargers.
Jones and Keefe right now on WEEI.
Are you ready for the same old Pat story, Keefe?
No, I'm not. I don't want this. I don't want every Sunday to be this. That was a hard watch. I thought that was behind us. I thought all this nonsense was over with.
The offseason I enjoyed. There was a lot of...
There's some good stuff in there.
Positivity. They should be better. They should win more games.
New coach. New players. Coordinators.
It was a lot more of the same players than I realized. I really sat down and watched them. There's a lot of the same players out there.
The results were eerily similar.
Yeah, Drake May looks no different.
No.
So the offseason was real fun.
It was. That's over now.
I felt like things were trending in the right direction, or at least they should be vastly improved from a year ago. I have them for 9 wins. You have them for 10 wins. We both have them in the playoffs. And then they play their first game, and it seems like nothing has changed. Nothing.
I mean, they did face Geno Smith. So I didn't realize they were going up against the world's greatest quarterback again.
Geno Smith has now carved them up
twice.
2 years in a row in Foxborough with different teams, different receivers, and he's carved them up 2 years in a row.
You know what's odd? When he was in the AFC East, he sucked. Yeah. Then he leaves, and now he wishes he never left. If he played the Patriots twice a year, guy would be all pro. But that was a mess, and it was a good enough start, too, and even halfway through the game. It wasn't entertaining. It was pretty, it was a grind of a game, but you're up 10-7 at the half. So you're like, all right, like overall you're playing well. And then that second half, what a disaster.
Disaster.
Like the offense specifically in the second half. Can I introduce you to interception, punt, 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 meaningless field goal. Like that's out. And not only that, it was 6 plays, pick. You actually moved the ball a little bit, but it ended in an interception. Second possession, 3 plays, you actually lost a yard on that series. Lost a yard.
Yeah.
Third series, 3 plays and out, you gained 3 yards.
Oh, that's progress.
So now in 2 consecutive drives, you've gotten 2 yards forward.
Uh-huh.
Then you were able, in the fourth quarter, pick up a couple first downs, but then ultimately punt the ball away. And so, yeah, just a hard watch, a brutal effort, not really any true positives on the offensive side. I think defense, there were some plays to be made and were made, but also could have been better. But offense was just such a mess.
The offense apparently made no adjustments in the second half.
No.
They were plagued again by bad penalties, which to me is a reflection of the coach. I would say this about Bill.
Yep.
I would say this about Mayo. We're going to say the same thing about Mike Vrabel. Like, when you're highly penalized for a bunch of yards and you look undisciplined, that's a reflection of the coach. They weren't ready, it seemed. I mean, the Raiders came out to start the game, march right down the field. They were rolling again before a deflected interception. But it's like the Patriots didn't look like they were ready to go to start the game.
No.
They made no adjustments at halftime. They were overly penalized. They turned it over again. And they got carved up by Geno Smith and lost at home again in week one. So I would say none of that is acceptable. I tweeted what I thought was a fairly innocuous thing yesterday. Keith just saying they don't look a lot different than the Mayo Patriots.
Right.
I'm like, I'm not saying Vrabel's Mayo, but they don't look a lot different. And I got so many responses that, oh, it's just week one.
Yeah.
Don't overreact to it.
It looked better last year in week one.
It did look better last year.
They won
in
the game.
Week one. So not even comparing week one to week one.
I understand.
But just the way they look throughout the year, that there does not look like there's been a lot of progress made. And that is frustrating. And I would say, again, I don't care that it's just week one.
Yeah.
And maybe I am overreacting. What we saw yesterday, none of that. None of it is acceptable.
No, I agree with that. And obviously, with everything said today, you can start or end with the caveat, it was just week one. And we know things change in the NFL. Last year is a great example. The Patriots were 1-0. Gerard Mayo got a Gatorade bath. His season ended by getting fired, right? So, like, we know week one, you sort of are you look at it for what it is, and it doesn't mean a team can't go on a three-game winning streak and you feel completely different. Or a team that won yesterday goes on a three-game losing streak and you feel completely different. But based on what we saw, because I think this is what it is, Drake May didn't play much in the preseason. Drake May had some really good practices, right? There was the joint practice against Washington, which was great. It ended, however, with an interception. But that was one day where we were like, all right, that's a positive day for him. You and I and many others wanted him to play a little bit more in the preseason because it was a new coordinator, a new offense, a bunch of new teammates, and let's maybe get something going. There wasn't a ton of positive to take away. Like, you went in more hopeful about the offense. And I'll put my hand in the air. I was definitely hopeful. There was nothing that we were like, oh, you're all set. You're good on – like, we thought you're going to win on defense. Maybe your coach is smarter than the other coach each Sunday. And we were hoping, like, if the offense is 20th. Remember, that was, like, one of the predictions, I think, somewhere. It was like, hey, they're going to have the 20th-ranked offense. I'm like, I'll take it.
Yeah,
I'll take it.
Yeah,
like,
you were much more open to that than I was. You're like, I'll take the 20th ranked offense if they're going to be a top 10 defense.
Right. And so, you know, after yesterday, neither seemed to be true. No. I mean, I know, you know, allowing 20 points isn't a huge number, but it just it didn't feel like the defense was great.
When
either.
You allow 360 passing to Geno Smith, I don't really care how many points you allow, especially when you lose the game. It's not like it was garbage time numbers.
And Brock
Geno
Bowers
Smith.
Didn't even play the whole game.
Correct.
He played the whole game. He might have had 500 yards passing.
So, yeah, the defense was underwhelming.
Yeah.
Pats turned it over again. I didn't like
But the offense was the most underwhelming.
I didn't like what I saw out of Drake May.
Same.
Like, how come he's throwing high to everybody? He did this in the preseason, that Vikings game.
He's just all fired up.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, maybe he had like a Red Bull before the game.
Like, he's got to change his pregame routine or something like that. I don't know what it is. But every single throw
high
is high.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know. I mean, that's something that maybe Josh McDaniels needs to get with him on, or is it early in the game, or what? I don't know. Like, does he need to get a easier completion out of the way and then he can kind of breathe easy? Is he that fired up to start the game? I'm not sure. But we were saying, all right, this is going to be a guy that's probably not going to be asked to throw the ball a ton, and he can't turn it over. He turns it over right in a close game.
He's lucky he didn't have a second turnover on that strip sack.
Yeah, Will Campbell giveth and he taketh away, or he taketh away and he giveth.
Same within seconds of each other, yeah.
He was able to recover that. Yeah. He was able to recover it. But, yeah, it could have been a pick and a fumble. I mean, it at the very least is a fumble. Like, it'll go down as a fumble, just not a lost fumble. But so some of those same issues are still there with Drake May. But, yeah, by no means was that a good game for him.
No. And I struggle to find anybody it was a really good game for. I mean, Harold Landry had a good game. Trevion Henderson, I think, was fine.
Yeah, Harold Landry definitely popped. I thought Kayshon Booty was pretty good.
Oh, Booty's a good one. I'm sorry. Yeah. Diggs got better after a slow start.
Yeah.
But, yeah, largely it was hard to find anybody that you're too happy with with the way the Patriots played. So it's a Patriots Monday. We're going to be joined momentarily by Hunter Henry, Patriots tight end, following a season opening 20.
He had a couple good grabs.
He did.
Yeah.
Following a season opening 20-13 loss to the Raiders in Foxborough. They get the Dolphins next. The good news for the Pats is the Dolphins look miserable.
Yes.
Last week. Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We'll get to all your phone calls on the Patriots' loss to the Raiders yesterday at 617-779-7937. You can interact, Jones and Keefe, Twitter and Instagram. You can watch on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You can chat there. Always a healthy chat on Twitch, and do the same on YouTube. But we mentioned it's a Patriots Monday. We're joined right now by Patriots tight end Hunter Henry. He's brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair, by Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping and get rewarded. And by Verizon, the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. Hunter Henry, thanks for joining us here on a Patriots Monday.
Hey, guys.
What happened in the second half yesterday, Hunter? You guys seemed like you were rolling a little bit in half number one. You came out with a turnover to start the second half. The offense had trouble getting on track after that. What happened in the second half?
Not great execution, obviously. We just got to be a lot better. And wasn't good enough at all. And we're going to learn from it and have to move on and get better from it.
Were the Raiders doing anything differently that you guys maybe weren't prepared for?
you know, they did a good job. I got to give them credit. You know, they played well and were able to, you know, exploit some things. I mean, we got to clean some things up. You know, that's what comes with the first game and everything and getting out there. But we just need to be better as all around, especially myself. I think everybody else is looking at themselves and just what they can do to be better. We got to give credit to the Raiders, too. They definitely, you know, did some good things.
As a captain, and you were voted a captain this season for the third straight year. As a captain, what's the message after a week one loss like that at home?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's tough, not what we want, but we got to learn from it fast and move on because we have a lot of games in front of us. You know, it's just one. It is just one game. You know, every game is important, but we got to move on from it fast because we got a big game this week. You know, against Miami, a divisional opponent on the road. And you know it's big, so can't get, you know we got to be able ready to go to work and bounce back because we have a lot of games in front of us.
You know, a lot of eyes were on the offensive line going into this one with a couple of rookies starting. How do you think the offensive line performed yesterday?
I thought overall good. I mean, obviously we threw the ball a ton, so there was a lot of pass protecting and a lot of things. You know, different looks and different things, and felt like competed really well at a high level. And you know, just excited to continue to build on it. Get better from it, learn a lot of things today just about ourselves and what we can do to get better moving forward.
A lot of expectations for Drake May in year number two. He threw for 287. He threw for a touchdown. We had another pick, a near strip sack as well. What did you think of Drake yesterday?
Not that Drake did some good things. The things we, you know, got to improve on, we got to be better for him in different, you know, in certain situations. So, you know, what can we do? That's mainly what I look at is what can I do to, you know, be better for him, to make things a little bit more, you know, easier or comfortable or whatever it is. But overall, you know, Drake's a great competitor. He's going to learn a lot from just the film and everything that we have, you know, we did yesterday, and be able to be better going forward.
How was the field yesterday? I saw a couple slip and falls on both sides of it, but how was the playing surface yesterday?
It was fun.
Yeah. No excuses. Genty wiped out on one. He tackled himself on one play. Yeah.
He did. That is true. Well, it'll be a different challenge down in Miami in the heat with the Dolphins here in week two. Before we get to that, though, Hunter, you gave us what I thought was a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
Last week. We were having some fun. We kept asking you about how surprised you were and surprising questions. So you gave us the idea to come up with the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
Yeah, and if you could, answer on a scale of 1 to 85. 85 being the most surprised you've ever been, 1 being you're not surprised at all. And we'll ask you a different question each week. Let's get to it, Nick.
It's time for the Hunter Henry surprise.
Henry, touchdown. Whoa.
Surprise, Sydney.
Hey, surprise.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Surprise. We wasted the good surprise on you.
Golly, y'all digging for the surprise in the day, huh?
Question of the week.
All right, Hunter Henry, how surprised were you when you found out Bruce Willis was dead the whole time in The Sixth Sense?
Guys, what are we doing?
1 to 85.
Okay, I don't know, man. 40.
40. Okay. I was surprised.
And that was the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
All right, pretty good. 40.
I don't know if M. Night Shyamalan's going to like that answer. I was way more surprised.
That was a bigger twist than I would give it credit for. So, Hunter, we'll do that again next week. Yeah. Thanks so much for taking the time here on Jones and Keefe.
All right, guys.
All right, thank you.
Hunter Henry joining us every week on a Patriots Monday.
That went great. 40. That's one of the big twists in the history of cinema, Jones.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
It's the first time we're doing it. So you want to leave, perhaps the last. So you want to leave that scale. You want to leave some wiggle room at the top of the scale.
Got it.
If you come out 84, guns blazing right out of the chute, there's not a lot of space to go.
But that kind
of
might be. No? What would your score be? Again, on a scale of 1 to 85.
Well, see, I'm...
7!
No! You saw that coming?
I'm a big movie fan, Keith. Yeah. So I think I saw a lot of the clues. They really tipped me off earlier in the film than you. That's like a
75, 80. Way up there. That is a big-time surprise.
Okay.
Couldn't be more surprised.
Hunter Henry, good insight on the field. Good insight on M. Night Shyamalan's great film, The Sixth Sense.
Yep.
The surprise question of the week for Hunter Henry every week, at least one week, here on Jones and...
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Got a lot more surprise questions up my sleeve. Don't worry.
617-779-7937. We'll get to all your feedback here. Patriots lose 20-13 to the Raiders. I would say none of that is what you were looking for yesterday. You heard Hunter Henry's great insight on Drake May and his performance yesterday. Let's get to Drake May and why he hasn't been better, at least through 1 week, here in the opener yesterday against the Raiders. We'll do that right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.